Bilingual in America.
ثنائي اللغة في أمريكا.
Bilinguismo negli Stati Uniti.
Bilingue in America.
Ser bilingue in America.
在美国能说两种语言的人。
I'm Suzanne Lasser.
I'm Yarina Sanción.
And this is Bilingual in America.
Today, we are joined by a very talented young author, publisher, illustrator, Maria Chinchilla. Maria joins us today to talk a little bit about her experience coming to the United States and the amazing work that she has been involved in as she's starting out in her life, because she, I want to say, is not even halfway through her 20s at this point, but such a powerhouse. So Maria, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. I feel honored.
So we always like to begin each episode by asking our guests just to share a little bit about your bilingual journey so that our listeners have an idea about who you are, where you came from, and I guess what makes you the amazing Maria that you are.
Okay, I am from Guatemala. I came to the United States 5 years ago. When I came here, I didn't know any English at all, but I saw the need to learn and to help my family. I am the oldest, and I was looking for ways to learn. I was listening to music, and I decided to go to school, but I was feeling nervous about it because I was 17 at the time, and that meant to start high school again. But the desire to learn English was bigger than my negative thoughts, so I decided to go to school, and with the help with ESOL teachers, I learned little by little, and by that time, I was working cleaning houses, and this is very exciting for me because when I was trying to clean the children's bedrooms, I saw these little books, and I tried to read them, and I got so excited when I read a word and I knew that I understood that word, that I knew what it meant. That made me feel so happy.
Your story is so important, Maria, because so many times I interview youngsters like you who are in high school, and they feel very disillusioned when they're told that they might have to do certain credits over again, or you know, maybe they're 17 and they're starting as a ninth grader. And they really need to remember the big picture, right? Which is learn as much as we can because we came for a better opportunity and a better life. And it doesn't matter what the starting point is as long as you get to your goal point, right? So I think your story is so important. So let's fast forward a few years later. So what inspired you then to author and illustrate your own book?
I always liked to write and draw since I was little. I like to write stories. And writing this story, my story, and sharing was difficult for me because my story is focused on immigration. And this is a very controversial theme. I was afraid to the feedback that I was going to receive. At the beginning, I felt vulnerable with this decision, but I did it because I knew that with my story, many people, especially children, will feel motivated and understood. My intention in sharing my story is to show another perspective of this issue of immigration, that people who feel that they don't belong here don't feel alone in that feeling, because I felt like that too, but I overcome this feeling little by little, and to show people that you can do anything that you want if you work hard for it.
And again, I mean, you're here how many years now?
It's going to be 5 years.
In 5 years, look at everything that you've achieved. because you set your mind to it, right? You completed high school. You've authored and illustrated this book. You've started college. Have you finished college?
Yeah, I just finished my first year.
I mean, in a short amount of time, you have set your eyes on your goal and you have gone after it. And so truly for me, young people like you are the future leaders of our communities, you know, the people who are going to be advocates, who are going to be in positions of decision making. And I'm excited for what's possible and what's next for you. So wonderful.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, si se puede, right? Absolutely, right? You dream it, yeah. You can build it, you can make it. And so as we're thinking about that, I'm curious to know what inspired your analogy of the butterfly and the migration of peoples to the United States.
So I didn't know about monarch butterflies when I came here. But in ninth grade, with the ESOL teacher, I learned about monarch butterflies. And when I learned the story and how they emigrate to another country to survive, I thought that I was just like them. And since then, the idea has been in my mind, like I am a monarch butterfly. And I know that human beings immigrate like monarch butterflies because they need to survive. Monarch butterflies fly very high during strong winds. They persevere through many obstacles, just like people that migrate to the US. They are also pollinators and they help the diversity of flowers, like immigrants who help the economy and cultural and linguistic diversity of this country.
I'm stunned. I feel like, why didn't I see those connections? And you're right. There's so much that we can learn from nature, and there's so many parallels that when we stop and pause and look, you say, oh my goodness, this is just like my experience, or this is so connected. It's so powerful what you're sharing. So you mentioned the word obstacle. Were there some obstacles that you encountered along the way? And what advice would you give to others who are not sure whether or not they should publish their story?
I have many obstacles in writing my story. One of the obstacles was that I was in school and working at the same time. And also, I'm the oldest, so I share a lot of house responsibilities with my mom. But I was so into it that I was making time to do the illustrations for my book. I was going to sleep very late, but I didn't care because I loved doing it. And despite all the obstacles, I didn't give up, because when you want something with all your heart, you fight to achieve it and you will find time to do└============================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ to be brave. Do not be afraid, because our story can serve as motivation for other people.
Yeah, so important. And I read an article about you in the Examiner News, and the book was described as positive, engaging, beautiful, and that it also has translanguaging. And I love that you were able to incorporate both your native tongue and English to create that translanguaging lens. I'm also really excited. I don't know if we've mentioned the title of the book. Do we mention the title of the book?
Nope, not yet.
No.
That Maria Becomes a Butterfly is the title of the book, is really creating waves, just for the same reasons that you and Suzanne's holding it up for those of you who, since you can't see us, I have to just narrate that part. It's really creating waves, and it's really giving voice to so many. I think sometimes when we migrate, when people migrate to the United States, they feel like, okay, we're here, for creating a new life. And then they feel like they have to forget their story, or they have to forget where they came from, or they have to put that aside because they have to focus on what's in front of them. But you really are allowing us and telling us, no, don't forget your story. Tell your story and be proud of your story. Your story is part of who you are today and tomorrow. So bravo. I'm excited for this book and for more people to experience the beauty of Maria Becomes a Butterfly.
Thank you.
So I know that you guys can't see Maria right now, but when Yarina was sharing what she had read in the Examiner, the smile, the way that Maria's face lit up, it is priceless. And I want to make sure that our listeners appreciate that joy that you feel when you hear about your success, right? I was also just going to ask you, Maria, if you wanted to share how you went about publishing the book, because I know you said that there was a certain person who was really helpful to you in the process because you didn't know how to go about publishing a book.
Yeah, I didn't have the idea to publish my mind on mine, but Lisa Michelle is her name. She contacted me and she said that she can help me to publish my book. And I helped her being a cultural consultant because she was writing a bilingual book by that time. I think the book is called The Case of the Missing Cheese. She had a lot of different language like Italian, Spanish, and English. And we worked together. I helped her and she helped me. And it was a teamwork.
And, you know, the power of collaboration, we can never underestimate. So here you have, I think she was also a first-time author, right?
Yeah.
Here you have two dynamic women supporting each other, collaborating with each other. And in teamwork, it is the dream work, right?
Yes. True.
I'm sorry, Yari.
I was just going to say, as you think about dream work, right? What are you looking forward to doing next? I know right now you said that you just finished your first year of college. And so what are you thinking about? What's next? What are you dreaming up next?
I have so many dreams I wish I can do. But one of them is writing an adult memoir. This summer, I'm looking to find an agent who can represent me. That way, it's going to be a little bit easy. I'm so excited to finish college, too. I'm working hard to do everything to finish in 3 years. Yeah.
So you're still working, you're still writing, you're still going to school, you're still helping at home.
Yeah, it's true.
Like a superhuman, not only, right? Not only is bilingualism one of your superpowers, but really, and you're beautiful, you're energetic, you're like a light. And what a wonderful, wonderful way to start your journey here in the United States. Like, nothing is an obstacle. And I love what you said about it doesn't matter, because when we do something that ignites our passion, when we are connected to the thing that we love, we find a way, we find the time, we make it happen. And that's what you're doing. So bravo to you. So Maria, where can people find the book?
People can find the book on Amazon. And also Barnes and Bathurst, I think it's called. Yeah, you can find the book in those places. You can find me on Instagram as Maria Chinchilla.
We'll make sure to tag you so that people know exactly where to find you. We'll put your social media handles out there. And I wanted just to make sure that we also share with our listeners that Maria is available for speaking engagements. She actually came and spoke to our Saturday newcomer program, and it was so powerful to watch her read from her book and help students who have recently arrived to our community hear about what she has done and also think about the journey they have made and how they too are like the monarchs in Maria Becomes a Butterfly.
So Maria, thank you so much for spending this time with us. We look forward to your next story, the memoir that you're working on. We can't wait to see how you finish school in 3 years. We support you and salute you. And thank you for sharing your story. Maria Becomes a Butterfly, truly. And thank you for spending this time with us.
Thanks so much for having me here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your interest in the stories we share. By sharing, following, and liking our podcast on anchor.fm Bilingual in America and our Instagram blog at bilingualinamerica.podcast, you are speaking your beauty. We welcome your comments and feedback, and we appreciate your support. Follow us, like us, share us.